Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you sit around and think about what I don't have and what they didn't do for me, and why don't my kids come see me? Why don't my grandkids want to come see me? Why don't my friends want to come spend time with me? Now let's just stop right there. Wonder why they don't. Well, one reason why some folk don't want to come see people is because when they do come, they're laying for them. Well, I see you finally decided to come see your mama. I guess I could just lay up here and die and nobody'd come check on me. How many understand that is complete selfishness? Amen. And complete immaturity? Amen. And then for the next 30 minutes, tell them about, you know, my bad back and what the doctors have been saying and how we got to go through this and how they cut my check and how I don't know what I'm going to do and this and that. Well, what do you think most people are doing? They're sitting there going, boy, if I could never get out of here. They're not going to be back for a while. And people say, well, you just don't understand. If you had up, no, you don't understand. If you love them, you wouldn't just sit and talk about yourself all afternoon. You know, my dear grandmother, she's in heaven now. But she was one of the greatest examples of this I've ever seen. I know in the latter years of her life, she had some physical problems, and I know there were times she was in pain, and I know there were some times that she didn't feel like entertaining, but friend, if you showed up at the house, you'd never know it. She'd push it aside, and she'd put a smile on, and all she wants to know is, what's going on with you? And have you eaten? Well, let me fix you something then. And dare me, pull out stuff from 20 different places and just make a big deal and ask you, and baby, tell me what you're doing and tell me what's going on with you. Well, see, you wanted to go. I never didn't want to go. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Nobody enjoys being around selfishness. Amen. Where all people want to do is tell you about their problems and talk about themselves for hours. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. But when you love other people, you're interested in them. You want to know about them and you ask questions about them. Turn back to Mark and let's look. Mark 15. You still got that? Mark in the 15th chapter. When you live like this, when you lay down your life for others, will it depress you? Not if you do it right. It is the key to fullness of joy. Everybody say fullness of joy. Now, in the 15th chapter of Mark, I want you to notice a great truth. Mark 15. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, those that were key to him being crucified were down watching him, mocking him. Verse 27 said they crucified with him two thieves. This is Mark 15:27. One on his right, other on his left. The scripture was fulfilled, which says he was numbered with the transgressors. He was treated like a criminal. And they that passed by railed on him. They wagged their heads and they said, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself. Did you hear that? Yes. How many know this was not just these people, but that was the devil talking through him? Right? Yes. Save yourself. Come down from the cross. Aren't you glad he didn't? Amen. Aren't you glad he didn't? Yeah. Don't you suspect he was tempted? He was tempted in the garden severely. Think about what kind of strength it took for him to stay up there experiencing such agony, experiencing such pain. And it was far beyond physical agony. He was being made sin. With all the sin and the judgment for all that sin, mankind, past, present, and future, was converging on his sinless, spotless being. We have no idea what kind of pain, what kind of agony, what kind of separation and dark. He cried out, don't you remember, my God, why have you forsaken me? For him to say that. We have no idea how bad it was. And he knows all he had to do was speak the word. He could call legions of angels to deliver him. All he had to do, open his mouth. What strength it took. What strength. What self-control. What dedication and commitment to the will of God. What love for you and I it took for him to bite his lip when all he had to do was speak. And he'd be delivered instantly. They said, save yourself. Mock you. He's being pulled and tempted. He knows all he's got to do to speak. And here these demons are talking through all these people. Why don't you save yourself? You said you could build the temple in 3 days. Get yourself off that cross. Save yourself. Mocking him, jeering him, taunting him. And this happened, you know, how long? Minutes, maybe hours. And the chief priests mocked. And now get this, hear this. What a truth. They didn't know it, but what a truth. They said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Do you hear that? How many know this is a truth? If he had saved himself, you and I'd be lost.
That's right.
Right? He saved others, himself he cannot save. He laid down his life for us. I'll love him forever for it, won't you? Oh my. Only eternity will tell what it cost him and what he's done for us and the benefits that you and I are yet to even find out about. Oh, but my, the price has been paid. It's been done. You do understand now that Jesus is not still suffering on the cross. He's not there. Right? Appreciate it, but don't stay sad about it. He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb. Right? He's at the right hand of majesty on high, where he's still ever living to make intercession for us, watching out for us, take every day, taking care of us. Glory. He's glorified like you and I are going to be. But did you hear this? He saved others. Himself, he cannot save. And that's a fact. And every day when you and I get up in the morning, we have a limited, everybody say limited. We have a definite limits on the time we have in a day. Right? We have definite limits on how much money we have. Right? Definite limits on our resources, our peace, our patience. And here's the truth. What you spend on yourself, you cannot spend on other people. What you spend on other people, you cannot spend on yourself. Amen. It's a choice, isn't it? I said it's a choice. Amen. And here comes maturity. And here comes real divine love when you begin to get to the place where you were ready to spend this time on yourself. And the Lord lets you know about somebody else that could use your time. And you say, okay, I wanted to do that, but I won't do that. I can't spend this time on me and this same time on them. So I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to take care of them. How many know this is sowing and reaping?
Yes.
And when you make this investment, is it going to come back to you?
Yes.
Oh man, we've seen this. There's been so many times that we gave up something it seemed like or let something go that we wanted to do and ministered. But I'm telling you what, God knows how at the right season and time to give you something far beyond what you'd have done. I mean, I've been in places, different places in the country and the world, and just thought I was there just for ministry and ministered and ministered. And all at once, here I got a whole day to do something and somebody paid for this wonderful amusement and recreation. Huh? When God blesses you, it's something bigger than you could have ever done. But if you live for yourself and you live to find your own life, what does the Scripture say? You'll lose. It's like sand. It goes through your fingers. And even what you're able to do, it doesn't satisfy your soul. Now, we all know this, that people who in times of duress, who in times of emergency, who don't think about themselves and sacrifice themselves for other people, we know that is the highest, that is the most noble, that is the most honorable thing. Right? Yes. I mean, we have made much, and we ought to, and we ought to continue to make much for our policemen and our military and our firemen that rushed in on 9/11 and rushed in to certain death and ignored themselves and forgot about their safety and tried to save somebody else. How many know that is the highest of nobility? That is the thing that mankind does. Honor the most. Somebody in battle. See a buddy of theirs over there hit. And leave their place of protection. And go out to get them. And see, not thinking about their safety. To get the, how many know that that is bravery? That's courage. That's to be honored. What did Jesus do? The ultimate example of these kind of things we're talking about. He didn't need to be saved. He was in glory with the Father. He didn't need any of this, but we did. Amen. You know, you think, sometimes people think that leaving the comfort of the States and going to a third world country is a sacrifice. That's nothing compared to leaving heaven. Leaving heaven, leaving the glory of the Father and coming into the earth and being born in a trough. Leaving the glory of the Father and the angels and being treated like a commoner, an uneducated individual, carpenter's son, not respected, spit on, slapped, died the death of a criminal. But you know, he did it, the Bible said in Hebrews 12, he did it with joy. He was strong and he endured it for the joy that was set before him. Hallelujah. How many believe the Lord gave himself spirit, soul, and body gladly? We read it in Isaiah last week, how it pleased the Father to give him. He did it gladly. He didn't go, do I have to? I don't want to. No, he did it because he knew it would save us. And he let himself be sacrificed. Well, friend, when Jesus lives in you and I big, we got that same spirit in us. We get that same willingness that we will sacrifice, we will spend, we will be spent, we will expose ourselves, I'm talking about to danger and to problems. We will take risks, so to speak, not thinking about our own safety. We will spend money, not thinking about what we've got to do if it delivers somebody else. If it helps somebody else. And friend, when you get into living like this, you'll begin to experience joy like you've never touched. How many believe the words of the Master that you'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory? Your joy, His joy, the very joy of Jesus will be inside you and you'll be full of joy. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.